unprofessional. I don't know. I mean, I just don't. I don't like that I have one more thing I have to subscribe to.
Yes, and also that we have to like EOIR.
And we have to like EOIR too. We have to follow you.
Speaking of electronic communication, the other thing that I have started to rely on more and more is the EOIR portal. So although we unfortunately don't have real e-filing and we're still in the dark ages, the portal that you use where you can e-file at least your notice of appearance does have, hopefully everyone knows, a calendar function, and you can search your cases. And so that is how I often find out that my non-detained cases have been pushed out and reset, because I just so happen, I've now gotten into the habit of just going on and looking at my calendar. And for, you know, people who had cases set to the dummy date of November 29th, 2019, we had probably about 8 cases set on that day, and all of a sudden they all just appeared in February of 2021. And we still today have not received actual paper hearing notices in all of those cases. So
am I right that the February date is also a dummy date?
I believe that February date is also a dummy date. Yes. And so I really encourage people, if you haven't been using that, to get in the habit of checking it, because you're going to save yourself a lot of anxiety. It also can help, for example, the BIA updates are on there as well. So if you've requested an extension and you're trying to figure out whether or not it's been processed, there is a place where it will show the brief due date, alien brief due date, and that will update when they've granted your extension. And given that it can be very difficult to get a hold of a human being at EOIR or at the board, sometimes you can get your confirmation by looking in your profile and looking at the case. It also will tell you which judge you're assigned to. And I think Michelle had mentioned that there were a lot of new judges, and San Antonio has had that too, where people have retired. And we have cases that, I mean, we have some cases that started in 2011, 2012. The judges they were originally assigned to aren't around anymore. It only works if they've assigned it to a new case. But when we had cases move from 2019 to 2021, that updated. And so now I know for a couple cases that had been with judges who retired, I now know who the new judge is. So that, and that of course is important if you're thinking about filing a motion to terminate or some other things. Your litigation strategy may likely change depending on which judge is going to be looking at the motion. So that again is really helpful information to know. You need to be looking at the standing orders. So those were mentioned before in the questions. It appears that some judges are getting more and more picky with their standing orders. And so some of those are posted, and we have in the materials some printouts from the website where you can go and look at standing orders. There are standing orders that are related to COVID, but there are also some other standing orders. But specifically to COVID, there are issues that have come up for detained cases. There are standing orders relating to telephonic appearances, limits on who will actually physically be allowed to go into the court, and whether or not you're required to have PPE, mask, gloves, eyewear to go into detained courts or appear at a non-detained court where your client is brought in BTC. So it's very important that you check that. Even the standing orders that were issued initially have been updated a couple times. So you, if you have a hearing coming up, you need to get on EOIR's website and look and make sure that you've reviewed the most recent standing order to make sure that you're going to be allowed in and anybody who need to be with you or you were planning to be with you in court is going to be allowed in the building and in the courtroom so that you can put your case on. One issue that has come up in the shifting dockets, and this is in some part, I think, more prevalent with the MPP cases, is serving the correct office of chief counsel, so your trial attorney. And it, you know, this used to not be something that you would ever have to worry about because if your case was in San Antonio, your trial attorney was in San Antonio. But now we have the Fort Worth Adjudication Center that is hearing cases from all over the place, best I can tell. And it's, or because of this obsession with